You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now. And they're off. The National Dog off to a flying start there, bolting out ahead. And, oh, what's this? Looks like several of the Labour Dogs have given up racing entirely, instead choosing to walk around in circles, occasionally biting each other. Surely that's counterproductive. Meanwhile, I don't believe this. The Act Dog, honestly one of the shittiest little dogs I've ever seen, has managed to pull himself to the front by biting onto the tail of the National Dog. He's literally being dragged to a podium finish. Here they come now, down the stretch. It's the National Dog way out in front, followed by the parasitic little scamp from Act and some old man wearing a bow tie. Following them is a bright-eyed hermaphrodite, brimming with hope, representing the Green Party and bringing up the rear, that's right, the New Zealand first dog, who will surely be disqualified for taking a bite out of a Chinese Shar Pei. What a bitch.
It's political commentary.
This morning we are going to be speaking with University of Otago politics lecturer Bryce Edwards. Good morning, Bryce.
Good morning, Hannah.
How are you this morning?
I'm in Dunedin, where it's actually quite cold.
Yeah?
Very cold.
Yes. For summer. Oh, no.
Yes, it's like winter.
Hey, well, I wanted to talk a little bit about Willie Jackson. So he's moved to the Labour Party. And I wanted to just begin by asking a question of, what does this mean for the Māori Party?
Oh, it's very problematic for the Māori Party, because it means that they had been wanting Willie Jackson to stand for them. He had been lined up to stand in the Auckland seat of Tamaki Makaurau, and this was going to be a game changer for them. And they had been negotiating with the Mana Party that they would have a non-aggression pact whereby Mana and the Māori parties wouldn't stand against each other in the Māori seats. And that was significant. That was, you know, there's a chance that that would mean that the Māori Party would get more MPs, because they had been fighting against each other and letting Labour come through the middle in that last election. And if they actually united and or at least didn't stand against each other, I think they would have done much better. But one of the key parts of the puzzle, the strategy, was to have Willie Jackson stand. And, you know, he's a very prominent, you know, figure in Māoridom. And suddenly he backed out, and basically he was poached by the Labour Party, who offered him a much better position. And so it really has undermined the Māori Party. And I think the revival we were about to see of the Māori Party is now in question.
Oh. So what is the Māori Party going to do? Are they going to find anybody else to represent them? Or?
Yes, they say that they're looking around for someone else that's a fairly big name, but I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. The wind's been taken out of their sails, and I think a number of potential candidates that will consider them will have will think twice now, because it doesn't really feel that the Māori Party's going anywhere at the moment without, you know, some big injections like Willie Jackson. So, yeah, I wouldn't be betting on the Māori Party necessarily getting more than one MP at this coming election. I mean, Te Rere Flavel will definitely hold a seat, there's no doubt about that. But, I'm not sure they'll progress any further than that.
And what does this mean for the Labour Party, who have now got Willie Jackson?
Well, they've got him, but they might not want him. It's,
right.
It's a bit of a disaster for the Labour Party. I mean, the Labour Party, or at least Andrew Little and his leadership, they were most keen on Willie Jackson, not actually because they wanted him so much as they wanted to undermine the Māori Party and stop them having a chance of winning some seats off Labour. So it was really about taking Willie Jackson out of contention, and it was very smart in that way. But, of course, he's a very divisive figure. He comes with a lot of baggage, as we know with the Roastbusters issue, and a lot of other things that have made him made him controversial with Labour Party people. And I'm not sure that Andrew Little handled it very well, because he obviously didn't consult very widely, and he sprung it on his side. And so now there's this backlash against it, and it really is dividing the party. There is deep divisions, particularly because Poto Williams, the Christchurch East MP, of course, spoke out and said she couldn't support him being in the party. And that really has, you know, just made this a big, messy issue for Labour.
But are there any strengths to Willie Jackson and what he could bring?
Oh, I think so, absolutely. Absolutely. He is, he's been around politics for decades now, and he's a bit of a street fighter. He's got a bit of mongrel about him, and you know, we know he's a good communicator. He's been, you know, in the media for many years now, but in particular, Labour have a problem with being able to, I don't know, communicate a lot with urban markets, so people outside of the traditional iwi, people particularly in places like South Auckland and other urban settings, and also even a lot of other ethnic groups that feel that Labour's kind of move to become a more middle-class party or a sort of more touchy-feely liberal party. And, of course, Willie Jackson isn't like that. He's a bit more of a traditional working-class person who kind of is probably able to resonate a lot more with ordinary voters, I think. And that is why he's seen as quite crucial by people like Andrew Little.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yes, I think it's going to be quite a problem, and there will be ongoing divisions.
So with Waitangi Day, that's just passed, what do you think of the current state of Māori politics?
Oh, they're in flux, I think is the key word. Everything's up in the air with Māori politics, and we are talking a lot about issues of ethnicity and race and racism these days, and obviously I think that's mostly quite a good thing, because we need to be very aware of discrimination, and particularly the fact that some ethnic minorities are at the bottom of the heap in so many social areas. And so economic inequality in particular affects Māori much more than Pākehā, etc. So it's good that we're having these debates about race and racism, but I am a bit concerned that some of it's a bit getting a bit vicious, and it's starting to be a bit more about allegations thrown around about personnel or people being racist and so forth, rather than looking sort of at the bigger systematic problem for race and inequality in New Zealand.
Well, thank you so much, Bryce, for speaking with us this morning. It's great to be covering these topics and just to be getting a bit more insight as well, because I just find that, I mean, for me personally, I don't know enough in general, and I think it's good for the listeners just to be a bit more informed as well. So
yeah, I think we're all learning.
Yeah, it's great to be talking to you. Thank you.
Cheers. Okay, bye.
Bye. So we were just speaking with University of Otago politics lecturer Bryce Edwards about Willie Jackson joining the Labour Party and a little bit about Waitangi Day as well. Feel free to text into 53955 if you want to have some input. It's always great to hear your guys' opinions and views on these types of things.
You just heard a bit of political commentary. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.